Special show today. It's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with a stripped-down set of songs from their new album, Spectre at the Feast, recorded in the motorcycle storage room at the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee in front of an audience of listeners to our affiliate Radio Milwaukee. BRMC has been making music since the 90s. Their new album was recorded following the sudden death of lead singer Robert Bean's father, Michael Bean. The elder Bean, the lead singer of The Call, worked with the band for years and was their live sound man at the time of his death in 2010. We start with a live version of one of The Call's biggest songs, as done by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Let the Day Begin.
Thank you. Hate the chance, but I carry on believing, yeah, hate the chance. able to do it again. I hate tears, but I carry on believing. Yeah, I hate tears, but I do it all again. She's the only one could ever take it away. I hate the tears, but I carry on believing. Yeah, I hate the tears, but I do it again. I hate the tears, but I carry on believing. Yeah, I hate the tears, but I do it all again.
Couple from Spectre at the Feast, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, our guest today in the cafe, and that's Hate the Taste, and Let the Day Begin right before that. And we're kind of hearing the acoustic, the howl version of this new album. Take us a bit through the process, because did it begin at Sound City working with Dave Grohl, or was that just a stop along the way?
That was a stop on the way. It was we were rehearsing for a long time. It was in L.A. rehearsing, kind of throwing the word out about producers. You know, that was kind of a new element to throw in the mix. I was just thinking about it, and then that came along kind of in the middle. That popped up as far as doing a song. And so, yeah, going to do that, then he said, well, why don't you go ahead and come back and do the drums or however much you wanted to do.
Yeah. You talk about looking for a producer. Am I reading too much into it to say that Robert's father, Michael, was kind of an extra member and kind of served part of that role in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as fighting for getting us or letting us have have our way, I don't know. Maybe it's one way of putting it. That was, he was great at that, and that's a producer. I guess that's
what a producer can do as far as get engineers out of your way and record company people out of your way, you know, if they believe in it. You know, it depends on what side the producer falls on. You know, they could be in their pocket or not. I don't
right,
know.
Right, right, right.
But Michael's great at kind of fighting for us, you know. As far as writing, I don't know. That's always been a confusion as far as what a producer's role is. We were expecting more from the person we were working with. But at the same time, you learn a lot as it goes.
Was it a given that you wanted to do one of your dad's songs, do a call song on a record, or how did that come about?
I think we all wanted to cover a song of his, kind of pay respect and remember him. And he'd given us so much over the years. It felt like an appropriate way to do that. We didn't know which song. For a little while, there was a song called "You Run" that he wrote that I loved, but then "Let the Day Begin" kind of fell into our laps. We were just in the rehearsal, you know, jamming out, and Leah started on this really kind of obscure beat, and at first it could have become another song of ours if I had just not started singing that melody, because it's so different, that if I just started singing some other thing, we could have made it our own song. But then that melody just kept coming back around, so it was kind of a, I don't know if happy accident's the right word, but we're happy.
Mm. What was your experience as a kid with the call? Did you like crawl around on stage, or did you go out on tour with them?
Crawl around on stage?
I don't know how old you were.
yeah, I don't think my mom let me go out before I could halfway walk. She had her concerns with running away with the rock band, really. But I did, as soon as there was, you know, summer breaks and Thanksgiving and Christmas off school, I'd always tour with those guys. The Runaway with the Gypsies. It was crazy because the last night we played in Indianapolis at the Vic, and I'd been there like when I was just like, you know, I don't know the age. I was small, and it was very surreal, like going to play some places that you know, they'd played before, I'd been before, and then we're back, and it's all happening again, kind of.
And you've been doing a few shows with the other guys from the call as well. Which that must be emotional for just about everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't even know if I'm first in line with like how emotional it gets. There's all the guys in the band. It's still in their heart, you know. Like my father's music, the call. I think they just carry it with them. And so when the idea came around of just like, well, what if we try to get together and bring some of these songs back to life, they were just, you know, it was pouring out of them, and that was, I've never felt more joy playing, you know, coming off of, it was like 20 years that all of them had waited kind of to be back in, you know, a room together, so it was this overwhelming force that I've never felt anything like it, so it felt right that we were doing it, you know, for at least that reason. And my father was always the one that was kind of done with the call, so, but I'm not.
Yeah. And the fans, you played pretty small venues, so the people who were there were pretty hardcore, I would think.
Yes. Indeed. Young and old, it was crazy. Different.
BRMC, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, are our guests today on the cafe. And if we sound a little different, it's because we're coming to you from a vast room filled with motorcycles, which is kind of cool. And a great audience from Radio Milwaukee. Salute yourselves. And what's next, guys?
Capo. Oh, we're going to do something off Howl, I believe. Next, so it's Shuffle, yeah?
No one seemed to know my name. No one seemed to go my way. old soulmate dreamers, woman for the wicked man, woman for the peaceful protest that keeps the war in demand. Who knows if I'll see you again? Who knows if I'll see you again? Probably not, darling.
Thank you.
You are sons of the earth. You are the love.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, our guest, and Lullaby is another one from Spectre at the Feast, the title taken from Shakespeare. And I read that you guys, I had a chance to see this in New York as well, that one of the reasons why Shakespeare was in the running was you went to see Sleep No More in New York, which is this amazing... It's Macbeth, but it's done. You, as the audience, wanders through this building, and the play's going on around you, and you kind of have to put it together for yourself. Did you guys went to that?
Yeah. It was. Me and Peter went. Leah recommended it for a while. You'd seen it first. It was very inspiring. An entirely new way of telling a story that, there's never been anything like it. And I think they just stopped doing it, right?
They did. They extended it for a long time. But yeah, the audience wanders through and can't talk to each other, and you don't even know if you're catching the whole play by the end, because it depends on what floor you're at.
Yeah, probably not. You really have to run after somebody, I think, and stick with one person and you might get it all, but
they say you gotta go back like 7 or 8 times or more to see the whole thing kind of. I guess there's so many different versions of how they go through it each night.
Right. So how did Spectre at the Feast become to be the title?
It was just a series of things that led to, Sleep No More as a chapter in Macbeth. As is Spectre of the Feast, and found out that Shadow Play from Joy Division is also a chapter. So it just felt like good company in that way. But then Spectre was also a word we were playing around with, the gravity of the record, or the kind of shadow hanging over this album in certain ways on some songs. It was, good to be acknowledge it. And there wasn't any real reason to run or hide from that kind of, fact that was a big part of this album. And Leah actually found that at first. She's shown it to me. I don't know. You just kind of wait for something kind of natural to pass along, and it seems like a couple different roads were coming together at that point. And the artwork as well was... we stole a cover of Macbeth, which was an old textbook, kind of generic, a playbook that you, get handed out in school kind of thing. And there was something really alluring about creating an album cover that just had the same sort of generic, you wouldn't look twice at it, you'd almost throw it away, but inside those kind of real standard issue covers are often some of the best, literature there is. You don't have to really ever dress it up. You don't have to sell that stuff, it sells itself. Shakespeare is all right.
You heard it here first. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club playing live today, and what's next?
Well, I'm going to try some kind of ghost. Thank you.
bless the Lord, you're none but a chip. Pain, they say every name got a page. Sweet Lord, it's written on every face. Oh, 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 oh. Sweet Lord, I'm coming on. Some kind of ghost. Don't you feel like some kind of ghost? Don't you feel like some kind of ghost? Don't you feel like some kind of ghost?
Some Kind of Ghost, live from the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee. That's a song from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's Spectre at the Feast album. Thanks to our friends at Radio Milwaukee. The session today was recorded by Lodi Rukhausen. Technical support from Chris Tarr and Jordan Lee. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.